荣幸，非常的谦卑，你让我来分享。
Because I'm pretty sure I'm the newest and least experienced mother in the room.
我相信我是最刚刚成为母亲，最没有经验的母亲。
My road to motherhood is different from most mothers.
我是怎么样跟成为母亲跟很多其他人有点不一样。
And it's centered around the beautiful and challenging process of adoption.
就是透过领养的过程，非常的不容易。
And just like the different phases of a pregnancy and birthing,
就好像每一位母亲她经过不同的过程一样，在生产的过程。
We had a conception, gestation, labor, and delivery.
我们也一样，就有一个受孕期，要孕期跟生产期。
In 2008, my husband and I wanted to expand our family.
在2008年，我丈夫和我希望能够在我们的家里面加添一个成员。
I can recall in early times of my marriage hearing stories of adoption and thinking that might be one way to grow my family.
我还记得在我们刚结婚当初的时候就有听过关于领养的故事，所以有想过这个是一个可能性。
I talked to my husband casually about it.
然后我曾经也跟我的丈夫稍微聊过。
We both thought it was good.
我们也觉得这个是一个很好的想法。
But we weren't taking any steps towards it.
可是当时我们并没有具体的行动。
We didn't have any conviction about it.
我们当时还没有这个概念。
In 2009,
到2009年
my husband and I discovered we were not able to conceive children by law.
我丈夫和我才发现我们不能怀孕，没有办法生小孩。
It was a life discovery we didn't anticipate.
是我们没有预计到的事情。
We spent most of that year grieving the biological experience that was not open to us.
我们花了一整年的时间在悲伤里面，想到说我们没有办法有自己的小孩。
And we grieved losing a family member that we would never meet.
也感到悲伤，说我们可能就失去一个家庭的成员，我们永远没有办法碰到了。
Part of the process was also seeking the Lord in what His will for our family was.
同时间，我们也是在寻求神，希望知道神的心意对我们的家。
That fall, we visited the country of El Salvador on a mission trip.
那当年的秋天，我们就去了一个宣教团队，去了萨尔瓦多。
To design a children's home for orphans that year.
就是设计一个给给孤儿一个家，建一个家。
God used that experience to open our hearts and minds to different ways that we might have children.
神透过这个经验，让我们打开我们的心和想法，想说我们可以用不同的方式来有小孩。
One part was God highlighting the great number of children already born into this world.Who have been separated from their parents.
其中一样就是神让我们看到有很多的小孩，他们是无没有父母养，没有父母的爱，他们来到这个世界上就是孤儿。
They still need the love of parents and stable homes.
他们也需要有父母，而且有一个稳定的家。
A second thing was showing us that we have the capacity to love and embrace.As our own, a child that's not biologically related to us.
然后第二点就是神也让我知道说我可以去爱一些不是我亲生的小孩，我有这样的能力。
So this was how the conception phase unfolded for us.
这个就是一个受孕期。
We still had a deep desire to become parents and experience what the Heavenly Father's love for someone.
我们还是有一个非常的深的渴望成为父母，而且来经历天父的爱。
So we started looking at other paths.
所以我们就开始寻求别的方法。
We were not comfortable with reproductive technology.
我们对于那个生殖的这种技术，现在先进的技术不是很有不是感到很平安。
So foster care and adoption were the other options.
所以我们就看领养跟寄养的方法。
We found an adoption agency in 2010 called Bethany Christian Services.
我们找到一个机构叫做伯大尼基督服务机构，在2010年。
They hold the same spiritual and worldview as our family.
它和我们一样，就是也是基督教的基础，对我们对世界观都是类似的。
So after discussing with a social worker the various adoption options,
所以后来我们就跟社工跟交谈。
There's domestic adoption, international adoption.
那有不同的领养的方式，有些是领养本地的，还有或是国际国外的小孩。
There's different countries and different requirements.
还有不同国家来的小孩，然后不同的要求。
We decided to adopt from China.
后来我们决定就要从中国领养小孩。
We ended up using the entire year to complete training for our application.
后来我们花了一整年的时间来受训练，还有一些申请表格。
Which was a massive mountain of paperwork, proving that we are fit physically, psychologically, and financially.
所以我们就填了很多的文件，就是要证明说我们体能上面还有心理上面还有经济上面都是可以有能力成为父母的。
This was our gestational period.
这就是我们的孕期受孕。Yeah.
December 2010 marked the beginning of the big wait.
后来在12月2010年的时候，我们就开始一个很长久的等待。
Which would stretch all the way until 2015.
一直到2010年15年。
This is like being in labor, characterized by its own false starts, pains, and determination.
这个过程就好像生产期一样，就好像有一个阵痛，还有一切的困苦，还有也要很多的决心。
It's a period that started with great excitement.But over time, it seemed like the snowdrift of the mundane blew into it.
一开始是非常兴奋的，可是后来等待一久了，就感到非常的平庸，没有那个感觉了，已经。
Every 14 months, our paperwork with U.S. immigration needed to be renewed.
所以每14个月，我们的文件就要再被更新，跟去移民局再来一次。
Our close friends needed to give us references.
我们的好朋友要给我们推荐信。
We needed to get fingerprinted to make sure we weren't felons.
还有我们要打指模，所以才知道确定我们不是什么任何罪犯。
There were also unexpected hiccups, like our agency was suspended to strengthen their adoption program.
像还有其他的阻碍，就像我们那个机构，它就突然就被停牌了，或者停顿了一下，为了要增强他们那个领养的过程。
The waiting period took on similarities to.Biblical instances of waiting and delay.
这个等候的过程就像我们的圣经很多故事里面所讲的一些的等候跟延缓延迟
Such as the Israelites wandering in the desert.
就好像以色列人在旷野里面游走那么多年
Not able to enter the promised land.
没有办法进入神的应许之地
Or Jacob's betrothal to his beloved Rachel.
或像是雅各就是为拉结而订与拉结订婚
，only to be married in a bait and switch to her sister Leah。
结果七年以后才发现他娶了利亚，不是拉结一样。
This time was marked by many emotions: anticipation, depression, doubt。
这个过程就有很多不同的情绪，像期待，还有忧郁，然后也有怀疑。
Sometimes I wanted to give up.
有时候我很想要放弃。
And I wanted to abandon the whole thing.
就想要整个计划就都算了，不要做了。
Because it felt endless.
因为感觉到好像永无止境的等待。
And I couldn't even see the outcome from afar.
而且从远处都看不到有任何结果。
I took great comfort in God during this time.
可是我在这个时候，我就在神里面找到安慰。
Because there's no other person.Or resource than Jesus that I could put my hope in.
因为除了他以外，我没有任何人可以把我的就是可以放我的信心。
I found reassurance through His Word, the Bible.
我在神的话里面找到确据。
I didn't get rosy promises from God.
我知道神没有应许我任何那种就是自己幻想出来的应许。
Rather, I got a deep conviction that God was doing work in my life.
相反，我是感觉到神很深的一个信念在我的生命里面工作。
By allowing me to wait.
就是让我在等待的过程里面学习。
And he was with me in the toughest moments of waiting.
而且当我在 最困苦要等待的时候，神就与我同在。
He brought me faithful friends who shared their concern.
他给我一些忠实的朋友来跟我分享我的困苦。
My character deepened in this time of refinement.
在这个磨练的过程，我的个性被塑造。
I had the great opportunity to serve God in different ways.
而且我也可以服侍神在不同的方面。
Volunteer in the community.
在社区里面做义工。
Receive more formal education.
还有得到更好的正式的教育。
Travel for my work.
还有出国外出差。
All things that my husband and I would not have been able to do if we'd had a child at the time.
就是这一切都是我们假如已经领养了小孩之后都不能做的事。
So God, by His divine providence, gave me that time to live and apply my talent the most I could do for Him.
所以在神的旨意里面，让我在那段时间可以活出用我的才干来服侍他。
God also built up my identity in Christ.
神也让我开始知道我自己是谁，就在主耶稣的里面。
He reminded me that as a childless person,I still had immense worth because I am in Jesus Christ.
神让我知道，我虽然没有小孩，可是我还是非常有价值的，因为我在主耶稣里面。
I am not defined by my circumstances.
我不是由我的环境来定义的。
God was watering the seed of conviction that His plan for my life was good and perfect.
神在我的心里面做这个栽种的工作，使我知道他为我的生命的计划是美善的，是美好的。
Even though I couldn't see all the details yet.
虽然我不了解这个过程，还有里面的仔细的内容。
It was clear in this time that China had fewer healthy children for adoption.
这是当时我们越来越清楚说，在中国没有很多健全的小孩可以给我们领养的。
Rather, they had more older children and those with medical special needs.
大部分都是你稍微年长一点的小孩，或是有特别需要的小孩。
The wait time was stretching towards 9 years.
可以要等候的话，要等到九年之久。
In 2013, our social worker started gently prompting us to consider adopting a child with medical special needs.
所以在2013年的时候，我们的社工就开始劝我们说，你要不要考虑领养一个有特别需要的小孩。
My husband was open to it.
我的先生就非常的敞开。
But I had many self-doubts about handling medical special needs.
可是我一开始就很有点疑惑，不太晓得我能不能够照顾一个有特别需要的小孩。
Because I had never even parented before.
因为我从来没有做过父母。
2015 came, and that year God used some circumstances and also closed doors.To stir our hearts to adopt special needs child.
所以到2015年的时候，神，就用不同的环境，或是关了一些门，就让我的心里面知道，要可以领养一些有特别需要的小孩。
What was the change?
那到底什么改变呢？
That's another really long story.
这是另外一个很长的故事。
But it boils down to recognizing God is sovereign in my life.
可是最简单来讲，就是发现承认神在我生命里面的主权。
And His will for us to adopt would not be deterred.
而且神的心意让我们领养不会再迟延，不会再绕。
Even if it means transforming my heart and giving me confidence and trust in Him.
就算是要用很多很长的时间来改变我的心，还有让我对神开始更有信心，相信他的供应。
That He would provide all the resources.
他给我一切的需要。
So we entered the special needs program in June.
所以我们去年的六月，我们就参与这个，就愿意领养这样的小孩。
4 months later, we got a telephone call.
所以四个月之后，我们就得到一个电话
about a referral for a little girl almost 12 months old.
就是一个小孩12个月大的。
She had a skin condition and a very winsome personality.
他有一点点的皮肤的状况，可是他的个性非常的好。
Would we consider her referral?
我们会不会考虑呢？这个转介呢
？We combed her records and got on the internet and the phone with our adoption specialist.
所以我们花很多时间去了解他，然后去上网了解他的情况，他的身体的状况，也跟不同的医生来交谈。
We knew We researched everything about her condition.
我们去了解她的状况。
We knew that her file had gaps in her history.
我们晓得她的那些文件是有一些缺口的，可是就这样。
But we felt God's hand on our backs, saying, "I will give you strength."
可是我感觉到神的手在我们的背后面说，我会给你们能力。
You will have my full resources to move forward.
你会有我全部的供应来走下一步。
Nothing will thwart my good plan for your family.
没有任何事可以停止拦阻我对你们家里面的好的旨意。
So we accepted the referral, and in February.Of this year, our delivery happened.
所以我们就接受了这个转介，然后在2016年的二月，就是今年二月，我们就真正的有生产了。
We traveled to China to pick up our daughter Samantha.
我们就去到中国去接我们的女儿 Samantha.
We traveled through three cities with her and took her on several firsts just to get her home.
我们带她去了三个不同的城市。然后有很多第一次的经验才能够带到她回家。
Her first hotel room.
她第一次去到酒店居住。
Her first airplane flight.
第一次坐飞机。
All the while concentrating on caring for her skin.
还有同时间要照顾她的皮肤问题。
And raising a baby in a hotel room.
还有在酒店里面要照顾小孩不容易。
Many of you prayed for us during this time.
很多人在这个时候为我祷告。
For the logistics of the paperwork to show up on time.
像很多那种文件能够准时的来预备好。
For Samantha to know that she was loved, even though she didn't know who I was yet.
而且让 Samantha 知道她是被爱的，虽然她还不认识我。
Your prayer intercession was powerful because God started knitting our small family together.
你们为我的祷告是非常的重要，很有能力，因为神借着你们来带领我们全家在一起。
And the fibers of bonding and attachment started to form.
让我们牵在一起，能够彼此的照顾，然后有建造那个感情，家人的感情。
Now Samantha's been with her forever family for 10 weeks.
所以 Samantha 现在跟我们在一起已经要十个礼拜了。
We're settling into routines.And we're taking her to see so many doctors to get her diagnosis and the care that she needs.
所以我们开始习惯了日常的生活，然后也带她去看很多不同的医生，有诊断跟照顾她的需要。
Sometimes the unknowns for her can seem overwhelming.
有时候对于她将来的未知数就还是会有点压力。
Just as you overcome one obstacle, you can see down the road the next challenge that's coming.
就好像你刚刚克服一个障碍，可是你还有看到将来还有下一个的挑战。
But one of the most powerful lessons God is teaching me this year.
可是其中一样神让我学习的功课
is that His good plans will not be thwarted.
就是神美好的计划不会被拦阻的。
He's completely faithful to His will for your life.
神对你生命里面的计划是非常的忠心的，忠于的计划。
Psalm 37:5 says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do this."
在诗篇第三十七篇五节说，当将你的事交托耶和华，并依靠他，他就必成全。
When we commit to following Jesus Christ,
当你愿意把你的事情交托耶稣，跟随他。
There is this extreme safety.
你在它里面有极大的平安
confidence,
而且有信心
and love,
有神的爱
that you enter into.
你是进入这样的一个供应
His will is so solid that it stands against bureaucracies, slow paperwork, our own faults, mistakes, and inadequacies.
是的，神的计划是非常实在的，而且会能够比这些困难，像那些官僚啊、缓慢的文件过程啊，还有我们自己的缺点，我们一切的过犯不足，都能够抵挡这些东西。
So we as a family look forward to having you in Samantha's life as she continues to grow.
所以我们在一家人，我们希望很非常期待你跟我们在一起，认识我们的新成员 Samantha。
And if you want to know more about international adoption,
假如你想要更多了解关于国际的这种领养过程
Ricky and I would really like to share with you more.
我和 Ricky 还可以跟你分享更多。
I wish you a day in which you honor your mother in your own special way.
我祝福你们，让你们用最特别的方式来庆祝母亲节。
Happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐。
Yeah.
我们感谢Sharon 的分享。
We thank Sharon's sharing.
她的女儿非常配合啊。
Her daughter is
cooperative. 她快要讲完了就进来了。
She came when she's almost done.
她真的是她的女儿了。Amen.
She is Sharon's daughter.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
我们下面还有另外一个可爱的女儿要来表演。
The following, we have a special daughter to come and perform for us.
她也是孙女。
She's a granddaughter also.
就是路德跟 Stone 的孙女。
She is the granddaughter of Stone and Ruth.
是这个 Rebecca 的女儿。
The daughter of Rebecca.
我们欢迎 Leah 小妹妹，她要表演 Old Taste and See.
We welcome Leah.
到台上来好吧？到台上，不然我们看不到你。
Thank you.
非常谢谢莉亚小妹妹还有她的妈妈在这边这么好的母女档。
Thank you, Leah. You did a great job.
感谢主，赞美主。我们当中有很多有很有才干的哈，越小越有才干的，这么小。如果你有兴趣，刚才他所唱的歌哦，就在你的节目单里面，好不好？一个粉红色。
If you're interested in what their songs that were singing, you can look at the bulletin. There's an insert.
中文叫做“尝尝主恩”啊。
In China, in English, it says "Taste and See."
感谢主啊，今天是母亲节啊。
We praise the Lord that today is a Mother's Day.
我刚刚跟师母从海外回来啊。
Me and Marlene just returned from overseas.
我从来没有去过这个英国。
Never been to England.
这次一去就去了18天。
This time when I go, I went for 18 days.
谢谢弟兄姊妹们的祷告。
And thank you for all the brothers and sisters praying for us.
平安的回来。
And we come back safely.
我们去参加一个领袖的一个退休会。
We attended a leader retreat.
大概12天。
For about 12 days.
后来的最后5天呢，我们两个很勇敢啊。
For the last 5 days, we were very brave.
我们就去苏格兰的爱丁堡。
We went to Scotland, Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
还
要去伦敦3天。
And also went to London for 3 days.
一个人都不认识。
We know nobody.
也没有导游。
And no guide.
Tour guide. Yeah, 我就劝你们以后不要做这样的事。
And I like just please don't do that.
非常的不容易。
It's very tough.
什么都要问啊。
Because everything you gotta ask.
我连那个英国的钱的哪一些是什么都搞不清楚。
I don't even know their money. How do you read their coins?
另外就告诉你，在英国你上厕所要付钱的。
And also let you know, just so you know that you go to the bathroom in England, you gotta pay.
不管你多内急，没有钱不能进去。
So if you don't have money, you can't use the bathroom.
所以回到家里真好。
Well, after I returned to America, I feel such a blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
回家真好。
Yes, like being home is such a blessing.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
今天是母亲节。
But today is Mother's Day.
我要祝福所有的母亲快乐。
I want to bless all the mothers happy.
我们当中有多少是母亲的举手？
How many of you here are mothers?
你快
？Please raise your hand.
你快乐吗？
Are you happy?
我喜欢这个母亲，她很大声说快乐。
I'm glad that this mom says I'm happy.
成为一个快乐的母亲不是那么容易。
Like to be a happy mother is not that easy.
因为母亲的担子很重啊。
Because a mom has a heavy burden.
Amen.
Amen.
很多的母亲啊，她一生都有担子啊。
A lot of mothers, they have a whole, their entire life has burden.
因为她的眼睛一直看在她的小孩身上。
Because their eyes just fix on their child.
小时候的时候有小时候的担子。
Since they're young, when they were born, and when they were young, they have that kind of burden.
是不是这样子啊
Isn't that true?
长大了青少年有青少年的时候的担子
And when they're teenagers, there's another kind of burden
等到20几岁就一天到晚说哎呀赶快结婚啊找个对象啊
And when they're in their 20s, they always ask Oh, when are you going to get married?
我们当中做儿女的举手好不好
So how many here are sons and daughters?
是不是这样啊
Child
通常都是妈妈是不是啊
isn't that always
通常都是妈妈来催你要赶快结婚啊
isn't that always the mom always push you to get married
所以做母亲很不容易
so I know that being a mom is not easy
为什么不容易呢
how is that not easy
因为她很爱
because she really loves you
她爱她的儿女
she loves her children
amen
amen
你们怎么都没反应啊
how come there's no response
我们要像那个非洲异教会一样要有反应啊
we're gonna learn from the AmericanAfrican-American church.
因为你的期待，你的投入就会决定你从这个信息学到什么。
Because how much you participate in, that determines how much you receive.
跟旁边人说你要反应啊。
To say to your neighbor, you got to respond.
不要睡觉啊。
Don't fall asleep.
这不是睡觉的时刻。
This is not the time to sleep.
求主来帮助我们。
May the Lord help you.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
有人说。
Well, somebody says.
这个上帝为了让我们了解他的爱。
The Lord would like us to understand His love.
所以他就造了母亲了。
That's why He created mothers.
母亲跟父亲的角色很不一样。
That mothers are very different from fathers.
母亲的角色其实是一个抚养的，是一个爱的抚养。
The mother's role is to raise as a loving kind nursery.
是一个 nurturing 的角色。
Nurturing role.
父亲呢是一个榜样。
Like father instead is a setting of model.
不管那个
an example.
不管的儿女是男的是女的，父亲的角色是让他们确定他们在人生做那个男人女人是怎么样，这个父亲很重要。
It doesn't matter what kind of father they.That father, whatever father does, set an example for the children. It also confirms their identity, who even for daughters or sons.
翻得非常好 ，translation. 所以，但是母亲是扮演一个爱的角色，像一个母鸡带小鸡一样。
But for mom's role, she is like a mother's hand raising up the little chicken.
你们有多少人认识亚历山大？
How many of you know Alexandra?
Alexander the Great.
The Great.
就是只有那个 the Great. 那个。
That's only one.
Yeah. 他是很不得了的一个人。
He's a very outstanding person.
他才三十几岁。
When he was only 30 something.
他就建立一个亚历山大帝国。
He established Alexandra Empire.
但是你知道他讲一句话是什
么？ You know what he said?
他说我之所以成为亚历山大。
That I have become the Alexander the Great.
他讲那话的是不得了，他一讲那话的是有风出来，你知道吗
？You know how whatever he said is very influential. You know whatever he said has wind blows behind him.
他说我只成为亚历山大的缘故。
The reason I've become Alexander the Great.
都是因为我妈妈的缘故。
It's all because of my mom.
Wow.
Wow.
我要是他妈妈，我就飘起来。
If I were his mom, I would be like so flattered.
他在那个时代是第一个统治全世界帝国的第一个皇帝。
Because at that time, he was the first emperor who actually ruled over the entire continent.
在当时人类文明的统治的就是他。
At the time, he was the only person.
然后他说，我之所以为这么伟大。
And he said, the reason I've become
who I am. 伟大的妈妈的缘故。
Because of my great mother.
那我今天早上也跟大家来看另外一个妈妈。
And here this morning, I'm going to share with you.This other great mother in the Bible.
这个妈妈呢，我的题目是一个母亲的困苦跟欢笑。
My sermon title says, "A Mother's Dilemma and Jubilation."
这个我要讲到她的困苦。
I want to talk about her dilemma.
其实做母亲很多困苦。
Because being a mom has a lot of suffering.
Amen.
Amen.
Difficulty.
Difficult.
Hardship.
困难。
Yeah. 我们先讲困苦。
Let's first talk about their
我们来念一段圣经。
Let's read,
请那个LC 打出来，我们一起来看。用英文比较困难，那怎么办？一个中文，一个英文。那我们英文的就待会儿再念。好，我们先看中文，我们一起来念，好，预备，来，以法莲三地的，看不清楚。等一下，好不好？等一下，你们看得见吗 ？OK， 我们先念中文，然后再念英文啊。We read in Chinese first and then English. OK， 在下面继续来一起念，好，我们统一的来念，念得有精神一点啊。预备，来，再来，下面的，它有两个妻子。从本城上到示罗敬拜祭祀万军之耶和华，在那里有以利的两个儿子俄伯尼菲尼哈当耶和华的祭司。昆尼拿所生的儿女给哈拿却是双份，因为他爱哈拿，无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育。昆尼拿见耶华不使哈拿生育，那就做他。Okay, English scripture. I asked Joni to read. It's about faster. Okay.
Very tough scripture to read here. So.First Samuel 1, chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man named Elkanah who lived in Ramah in the region of Suf, in the hill country of Ephraim. He was the son of Jeroham, son of Eluhu, son of Tohu, son of Sub, of Ephraim. Elkanah had two wives, Hannah and Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah did not. Each year, Elkanah would travel to Shiloh to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of Heaven's army at the tabernacle. The priests of the Lord at the time were the two sons of Eli, Hophni and, I don't know how to read that, Phinehas. On the day Elkanah presented his sacrifice, he would give portions of meat to Peninnah and each of her children. And though he loved Hannah, he would give her only one choice portion because the Lord had given her no children. So Peninnah would taunt Hannah and make fun of her because the Lord had kept her from having children. Year after year, it was the same. Peninnah would taunt Hannah as they went to the tabernacle. Each time, Hannah would be reduced to tears and would not even eat.
我了解这双语都比较挑战性大一点。Understand
that having translation is not easy.
我简单跟大家讲一下，我现在讲到一个母亲的困苦。That
I was just simply put how a mother was facing a difficulty.
这个母亲叫做 Hannah.
This mother, her name is Hannah.
她为什么很困苦呢？
Why was she in suffering?
第一个是因为她被爱却没有儿女。
The first thing is that because she was loved, but she is without child.
大概在 2500年前。
That was about 2,500 years ago.
在今天的巴勒斯坦,
in today's Palestine.
在以法莲山地的一个城那里,
in Ephraim, in the city of Ephraim.
有一个人叫以利加拿,
someone called Elkanah.
他有两个太太,
he has two wives.
这个困难就在这里,
that's the problem.
如果他只有一个太太,
if he only has one wife,
就没事了,
then you won't have any problem.
有两个太太,
once you have two wives,
有两个女人的战争,
then you become a fight between two women.
Hannah是刚好是其中一个女的,
Hannah is one of them.
然后她更惨,
oh, that was worse for her.
她的老公爱她,
well, though her husband loves her,
怎么知道呢?
How did you know that?
每一年去圣殿献祭的时候给她双份,
because every time they go to the tabernacle to do their sacrifice, her husband gave her two, double portion.
我猜哈娜是二太太,
I guess that Hannah may be the second wife.
是大太太, 不管她是大或者二太太,
no, she's the first wife.
不管她是大太太还是二太太,
well, it doesn't matter if she's the first or second.
这人有两个太太,
well, this person has two wives.
就有两个人的战争,
so that there's fight between the two.
当这个丈夫给另外一个多的时候,
so when the husband gives the other person more,
那个太太就很不是为,
the other wives would feel doesn't feel good.
然后她立刻就要反击了,
of course they're going to have a fight back.
你们刚刚看了这个经文, 她怎么反击啊?
Did you see how the scripture says how, what was her fighting back? How did she do?
另外一个太太,
the other wife,
虽然没有得到丈夫的宠爱,
even though she did not receive her husband's love,
她很会生啊,
but she was really good at giving birth.
又会生,
she just have so many children.
又生男的又生女,
and
这边说,
give birth to boys and girls.
所以丈夫带他们去祭祀的时候,
so when he bring them to,
when husband bring them,
so when the husband bring both of them to see the priest, so that he gives both the wife and the son and the daughter a portion.
所以这个母亲的困苦，这个哈拿这个母亲困苦，她就是虽然被爱，可没有儿女。
So Hannah's suffering is that she even was loved by her husband, that she did not have any children.
第二个就是被侮辱，被轻看。
The second thing is that she was put down and despised, insulted and despised.
根据犹太人的这个传统跟犹太人的文化来讲，一个女人啊，一个结婚的女人不能生孩子是很大的耻辱。
Well, according to the Jewish culture, that a woman cannot give birth is a great insult.
刚才我们的薛仁姊妹也分享这个事情。
Just now we have Sharon to share about her suffering. When they found out they couldn't have their own biological children, they had a whole year in struggle. It was a pain. It was not easy. Like same with Hannah.
她心里已经够难过了,
you know how she was grieving inside.
然后她还有另外一个太太的,
and then she has to face another wife.
那个圣经上说,
you know how the Bible says that the other wife was like her enemy.
你们当中有没有人有仇家的？就是
How would any of you has enemies?
哦，只有 Robert， 只有
Robert
牧师有，你们都没有。
Enemies? You guys don't have any enemies?
请问你们在工作的地方有没有对头啊
？How about in your workplace? Do you have your enemies?
你大概有对头，你都不知道。
How about you have somebody, but you don't even know?
在那个家里面。
But within the family.
丈夫带着两个太太去耶路撒冷献祭。
The husband bring two wives go to Jerusalem for a sacrifice.
献祭完了以后，丈夫就给这个哈拿两份。
That the husband gives Hannah two portions.
给另外一个太太只有一份。
Well, the other wives only one portion.
他就很生气。
Of course, then they got mad at each other.
不是一家的，是那个 mad at 他，他没有 mad at 他。
Okay, the second wife mad at the first one.
然后这个太太就说：“你有什么了不起啊？”
And then he would say, "Well, what is so good about you?"
丈夫怎么爱你？你就是鸡生不出来的蛋。
Doesn't matter how much he loves you, it's like a mother cannot lay eggs.
我相信他讲的话比我讲的难听十倍。
I believe she said something even more mean.
所以哈拿很痛苦。
So Hannah was in great suffering.
每一年一想到要到耶路撒冷去献祭，他就啊。
But every year when she thinks of going to Jerusalem to sacrifice, then she in her mind would be like, "Oh no, I'm headache."
这是一个煎熬的旅程。
This is such a defining process.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
你不是女人。
That you are not a woman.
你不是结过婚的女人。
You're not married.
You're not a married woman. 然后你不知道那个女人结过婚以后，她需要小孩的那种期待。
You don't know how a woman wants to have child after they're married. That desire.
所以哈拿很苦啊。
So Hannah was in great pain, great suffering.
每一年去耶路撒冷献祭，所以这个以法莲人，其实这个人是很敬畏神的一个人。
Well, this person is a person who fears God. I mean, he Elkanah, he goes to Jerusalem every year.
我现在在猜啊。
Well.From my guess,
我想哈拿是大太太。
Yeah, Hannah is the first wife.
第二个才是二太太。
That the second, the one who taught her was the second.
因为哈拿生不出小孩。
Because Hannah could not conceive.
所以这个人才去找第二个。
That's why Elkanah finds the second wife.
所以他才第二个才会又生男又生女。
That's why the second one would have sons and daughters.
所以哈拿非常。
So Hannah was.In great suffering.
因为限于时间，我就不要你们念了啊，又要念中文，念英文，念完了都已经下午。那在撒母耳记上第一章第九节到十一节这边说，他们全家在示罗吃完饭了以后，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在那时候圣殿里面有祭司，那祭司也坐在那里。哈拿这边说心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣。祈祷耶和华，许愿说：“万军之耶和华，你若垂听卑女的苦情，眷恋不忘卑女，赐我一个儿子，一个就够了，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。”
So in verse 9 says, once after a sacrificial meal at Shiloh, Hannah got up and went to pray. Eli the priest was sitting as his customary place besides the entrance of the tabernacle. Hannah was in deep anguish, crying bitterly as she prayed to the Lord. And she made this vow, O Lord of heaven's army, if you will look upon my sorrow and answer my prayer and give me a son, then I will give him back to you. He will be yours for his entire lifetime, and as a sign that he has been dedicated to the Lord, his hair will never be cut.
所以我们看到第二点今天讲的信息的就是从她的眼泪到欢笑啊。
So in the second point today is that you can see from her tears going entering into her laughter, her joy, jubilation.
Yeah, 她是破碎谦卑来寻求神的帮助。
She was broken and humble and seeking God's help.
一个女人有丈夫的爱却没有办法有小孩。
When a woman has the husband's love but could not conceive,
就是来到她的人生的尽头。
It's like coming to the end of her life.
朋友们
friends,
人是不是有尽头啊？
Doesn't everyone has the end of their life?
有没有啊？
Do you have?
我不是说你快要死啊。
I don't mean that you're going to die.
我是说非常困苦啊。
But it's like in such suffering.
It's a very difficult time in the life, almost like the end of the rope. Did you have that experience? Raise your hands.
If you have that experience, please raise your hands. 有你这样的经历，请举手。 就是你人生很困苦，走到人生的尽头。
Maybe you are in that condition right now.
可能你现在就在这种情况里。
Or maybe you know someone in that condition.
或是你认识有些人在这种情况里。
Hannah was in that condition.
Hannah 就在这种情况里。
Amen.
Amen.
How come I switch my language?
I don't know.
Whatever
you say, I say the other way.
所以 Hannah 呢，她就来呼求神。
So Hannah was crying out to God.
我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
圣经上下面念的就是说神就搭救了她。
From the scripture it says that the Lord heard her prayer.
但是我在神搭救了她这边有一点挺幽默的，就是说因为哈拿在圣殿里祷告哈，这个她在那祷告，她嘴巴一直动，但是呢都没有声音啊，因为她非常痛，她要出声音的话就吵到别人的祷告。这个祭司就一直看着说这个女的在干什么，但是没有声音。
So the way that the Lord answered her prayer was pretty humorous, because when she was crying out to the Lord, she did not make any sound because she was afraid to disturb other people's prayer. So all she did was just like in anguish face and then just muttering in a low voice.
那个祭司就看着她。
And so the priest looked at her.
就走过去了。
And then walked close by.
你知道祭司怎么说吗？
You know what the priest said?
他说：“你要醉到几时呢？”
He asked, "Well, I haven't. Well, why you? Are you drunk? Must you have come here drunk?"
你不该喝酒啊
！Throw away your wine.
怎么喝醉酒了跑到圣殿里面
？Why you be drunk and be in the tabernacle?
我就想问大家
，Let me ask you a question.
如果你是哈拿的话，你觉得怎么样
？If you were Hannah, how would you feel?
你一定很生气。
You must be very angry.
我已经够惨了。
You must be feeling that I'm in.Such suffering.
我在虔诚的求靠神。
I'm trying so hard and to seek the Lord and.
这个做牧师的居然认为我是醉酒。
And then you, the pastor, thought that I was drunk.
哈拿就说：“哎呀，你搞错了，不是这样啊，我心里愁苦啊，我清酒，我 beer 也没有 drink 啊，我 whiskey 也没有 drink， 我什么都没有 drink。”
But what? Look at her response. She said, "Oh no, sir, I haven't been drinking wine or anything stronger."I'm very discouraged, and I was pouring out my heart to the Lord.
我感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这边以利就在说，你可以平平安安的回去。
That Eli the priest says you can go in peace.
愿以色列的神允准你的祈求的。
May the Lord, may the God of Israel grant the request you have asked of him.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
哈拿有信心。
That Hannah had faith.
她相信上帝。
That she trusts in the Lord.
她相信她的祷告神听。
That she believed that her prayer was answered by the Lord.
当那个祭司跟她讲以后，她就说：“愿神所应许的就成就。”
Well, when Hannah heard priest says, whatever she prayed will come to pass.
然后圣经上说，她就去吃饭，再也不忧愁。
Then she arise and go to.Eat her meal, begin to eat again, and no longer sad.
她就不再忧愁了。
She's no longer sad.
Amen.
Amen.
我相信我们当中有不少母亲现在非常忧愁。
I believe there are many mothers that are really disappointed or impressed.
Still sad.
Sad.
因为我看你的脸就知道。
Because I can tell from your face.
我就告诉你。
Let me tell you this.
你可以呼求神。
That you can cry out to God.
但是神回答你。
And then when God responds to you,
你要相信。
You gotta believe it.
你就起来吃饭。
And then you just arise and eat.
不要再忧愁。
No more, no longer sad.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
神搭救了，就拯救了她。
God rescued her from her.
圣经上说，她就回去，她跟她丈夫就回去了。
So the Bible says that she and her husband returned to home.
然后她就怀孕了。
Then she was conceived.
然后就只生了一个。
And then she was gave birth to a son.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
我们神是好的神啊。
Our God is a good God.
神没有给她一个女儿啊。
God didn't give her a daughter.
她特别跟神讲要一个儿子啊。
Well, she prayed to the Lord that she wanted a son.
我们感谢主。
Amen.
我们耳朵的，我们神的耳朵很好。
Praise the Lord that our God has a good hearing.
他不像我们有些年纪大都听错。
He's not like one of us who got old and have poor hearing.
Hannah 跟他求一个儿子。
Hannah asked for a son.
神就给他一个儿子。
And then God granted her.
而且她离开圣殿回去以后，她就怀孕了。
And then once she left the tabernacle, when she went home, she was conceived.
然后她给这个儿子取名叫撒母耳。
And she gave the name Samuel to the son.
你们知道 Samuel 是什么意思？
Do you know what Samuel means?
Samuel 的意思就是神听见了。
It means that the Lord has heard.
Amen.
Hear. Yes.
神听见了。
That the Lord has heard.
跟旁边讲神听见了。
Tell your neighbor, the Lord has heard you.
神听见你的苦情啊。
The Lord has heard your suffering.
神听到你的困难啊。
The Lord has heard your circumstance.
我今天第三点就讲到一个母亲的微欢笑。
The third point I want to say is that a mother's jubilation.
当哈拿得了这个孩子以后。
After Hannah was conceived.
在撒母耳记第二章。
In the second chapter of Samuel.
我们时间不够了，所以我没有时间再念。
First,But we don't have much time, so we don't read.
你有空，你回去念第撒母耳记第二章一到十节。
But if you have time at home, you can read.
你要看一个人
at home.
你要看一个人认识神多少。
You can look at how a person knows how much the person knows God.
你就看他怎么祷告。
You can look at how they pray.
很多人的祷告就是好像在要东西。
So a lot of people's prayer is like just a lot of wish list.
主啊，你帮助我这个。
Lord, please help me this.
帮助我那个。
Please help me that.
祝福我的小狗。
Will you bless my puppy?
祝福我的小猫。
Bless my kitten.
祝福我的股票投资。
Bless my stock.
只要升不要降。
That only rise and not drop.
健健康康平平安安。
Bless my body that I'm healthy.
快快乐乐。
Peace and have joy.
如果只有祷告一次这样还可以。
Well, if you pray only once like that, it should be okay.
每天都这样祷告。
But you pray like that every day.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他不认识上帝。
Because you don't know God.
他认为上帝是圣诞老公。
You thought that they thought that God is like Santa Claus.
你看那个哈拿祷告不一样。
You look at Hannah's prayer.
你有空回去看那段经文。
If you look at that carefully,
他的祷告里面让我们看到，第一个，他认识神是怎么样的一位神。
First of all, she knows who God is.
他真的，他特别这样说，只有耶和华是为圣的那位，只有耶和华是圣的。
Because she opens like.Only the Lord is the Holy One.
这个圣是就是圣洁的意思。
That the holy means it's a set apart.
圣洁是什么意思？就是高超的，是超越一切在上的，是独一的那一位。
Like holy means you are transcend above everything else. You're the only one.
他在跟神的感谢祷告，他第一个说，只有耶和华是圣的。
That in her prayer, she actually says, no one is holy like the Lord.
他是唯一的那一位。
And there's no one besides you.
然后他下面就在述说神怎么做，怎么做，怎么做，怎么做。
And then the rest of them, she just like proclaim what the Lord has done for her.
他说我的心因耶和华快乐。
That my heart rejoiced because of the Lord.
我的脚因耶和华高举。
That the Lord has made me strong.
我的口向仇敌张开。
Now I have an answer for my enemies.
我因耶和华的救恩欢心。
I rejoice because you rescued me.
因为哈拿听到那个祭司跟他讲的话以后，他就相信神垂听他祷告，他就不再忧愁了，他就回去过一个得胜的生活。
Because when Hannah heard Eli, the priest says whatever he says to her, she believed and she had faith and she walked home in victory.
我就希望我们今天当中有很多人。可能不是母亲，你面对很大的困难。
So I know that a lot of us, even though you're not mother, but you're facing great difficulties.
你需要认识这位上帝。
That you need to know this Lord.
这位上帝是唯一圣的那一位。
That this God is the only one who is holy.
就是超越一切之上，他有极高的智慧、极大的能力、最高的爱的那一位。
That he is the only one who transcends it all. He is the only one with great wisdom and knowledge and power.
哈拿认识上帝。
And Hannah knows him.
所以他在祷告里面就宣告。
So Hannah proclaimed this truth in her prayer.
就是在他祷告里面第三点，他对神奇妙作为的宣告。
And that here is how she proclaims the amazing works of the Lord.
我念给大家听。
Now read to you.
他说：“耶和华使人死，也使人。”使人下阴间，也使人往上升。他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的座位。地的柱子属于耶和华，他将世界立在其上。他必保护圣民的脚步，使恶人在黑暗中寂然不动。所以他就宣告很多神奇妙的作为。
So here, let's look at her prayer from verse 6. It says,The Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down and lifts others up. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump He set them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and He has set the world in order. Praise the Lord. And we're going to end here. We thank the Lord. How she, this mother started with this dilemma in her suffering and anguish. That she was without any child, even though she was loved. And the other wife was always haunting her.
最后她是一个得胜的。
However, Hannah, at the end, she was an overcomer.
她是欢笑的。
She was happy, joyful. My last point is how the jubilation, her victory.
她的一生都是喜乐的得胜。
That her whole life is a jubilation, joyfully overcomer.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
第一个, 她的神迹之子奉献给神。
Because she has she sacrificed
miraculous.
Yeah, she gives back the miraculous son to the Lord.
你们知道她一直不能生孩子, 后来得了一个孩子叫做撒母耳, 对不对?
We know that she all this time she couldn't conceive and she only had one son, that's Samuel.
她就照她的跟神立的约, 她把那儿子献给上帝。
And then according to her vow to the Lord that she gives this son back to God.
这是一件不得了的事。
This is an amazing thing.
第二个，我们为什么她一生都是喜乐的夸胜呢？
The second point, why was she that her whole life is a jubilation?
因为她的这个神迹之子成为以色列人的最伟大的士师和先知。
Because this son has become the greatest judge and prophet of the entire Israel.
你们当中有多少人知道她生了这儿子以后后面还生了儿子跟女儿她生很多啊。 So
you know, after this son, she has many more sons and daughters.
就是鼓励大家如果你将来做母亲将来想要做母亲不能生产的你要祷告。
So I just want to encourage you, those who can't conceive, you should pray to the Lord.
我们听到很多这样的神迹。
We have heard many of this kind of miracles.
就是他们去来到神面前得医治。
So that they've been healed by the Lord.
后来生很多小孩。
And then they were conceived and were able to bear many children.
这哈拿就是一个例子。
So Hannah is one of them.
但是她把第一个她跟神所允许的就献给上帝。
But then whatever she has promised the Lord, she just give it back to the Lord.
就是这个第一个儿子。
This is the first son.
成为以色列人最伟大的士师跟先知。
So that he's become one of the greatest prophet and judges.
他就叫做撒母耳。
His name is Samuel.
圣经上说，他所讲的所有的话都没有落空。
That whatever he prophesied has never come into void.
他设立以色列人第一个君王叫做扫罗。
And he has appointed the first king of Israel, that was Saul.
所以简单的来讲,
so in, put in simple words,
她为什么一生都是一个喜乐的夸胜呢?
How she was a whole life of jubilation.
因为她的儿子的成就就是她的成就。
Because her son's establishment has become her pride, accomplishment is her pride.
那个她儿子的夸胜就是她这个母亲的夸胜。
That her son's jubilation is become Hannah's jubilation.
圣经上都没有记载她其他的儿女的名字。
In the whole Bible, does not mention any other sons of Hannah or daughters.
只有记载她这个献给神的儿子撒母耳的事情。
But only that, only Samuel's, they recorded Samuel's life.
圣经上旧约两本书，撒母耳记上、撒母耳记下，就是用他这个儿子的名字的书。
Amen. So the First Samuel, Second Samuel is from this person's name.
我们感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
哈拿的一生给我们看到一个功课。
That Hannah's whole life, we see a lesson.
神要我们一生是一个夸胜的喜乐。
That the Lord wants us to have a jubilation. Her whole life is jubilation.
不是一生都在叹息，都在埋怨。
It's not your whole life in grumbling or complaint.
关键在哪里呢？
What is the key?
你要专心的靠神。
That you want to be rely on the Lord with your whole heart.
跟旁边的讲要专心。
And you talk to your next friend, you want to be wholehearted.
很多人都靠神。
There's so many people say, I rely on the Lord.
但是不专心。
But they're not wholehearted.
你懂我的意思吧？
You know what I mean?
那个跟了一下子。
They will follow the Lord for a little bit.
然后看看右边。
And then they turn around.
Yeah, take a break.
And then 就休息了。
做基督徒太辛苦。
And says, it's so hard to be a Christian.
不能这样子。
You can't do that.
你要继续。
You gotta keep going.
因为神是一个得胜的神。
Because the Lord is the Lord of victory.
你要相信神为你的作为。
That you believe in the Lord for what he has done for you. If you focus on relying on the Lord.
他祷告给神。
And then you pray.
神听他的祷告。
The Lord will listen to your prayer.
就赐给他一个儿子。
And it will grant you your
wish. 他也守约，把那儿子就献给神。
And then she kept her promise to give it back to the Lord.
这不容易的。
And this is not an easy thing.
你一生都没有小孩。
If your entire life does not have a child.
好不容易得了一个小孩。
It's not easy to even have one single child.
那么可爱。
Such a cute baby.
怎么能再还给神呢？
How can you give it back to God?
他就献给神。
But then she just surrender and give it back.
然后神给他更多的儿女。
And then the Lord blessed her even more to give her more.
我就把这篇信息
I want to give this message
给所有的母亲
to all the mothers.
从你的困苦
from your suffering
到欢笑
to jubilation, joy
靠着神的恩典
because of relying on the Lord's grace
跟神的大能
and His power for you.
谢谢大家
Thank you, everyone.
我们当中有多少是母亲的
How many of you here is a mom?
我们请母亲们起立好吗
And we'll welcome all the mother, please stand.
我们请你到前面来。
We'll welcome you to the front.
所有的母亲到前面来好吗
Can all the mother come to the front?
到台上。
Please, or come up to the stage. We welcome all of you.
我们站一排哈。我们有一些小礼物要送给他们。
We have small gifts for each one of you.
然后我们礼物给完以后，我们的老牧师罗伯特牧师要为他们祝福。
And after we give them a gift, we'll ask Robert to give them a blessing. 我给。Each one of them a wonderful small gifts. Yeah. Go. 哦，对，因为你有两份，是你跟你女儿嘛，没关系，还有的是，你就先上去。你要照相，照相。No, 给牧师。
In the beginning,
在一开始,
God blessed them.
神就祝福你们。
And he said, be fruitful and multiply.
神说你们要生养众多，多结果子。
So on this day,
所以在今天
we honor our mothers.
我们要敬重每一位母亲。
And the generations of mothers before us.
还有很多不同世代的母亲们。
That we are honored.
那我们非常的荣幸。
That we are blessed.
这我们是被祝福的。
And that we are loved.
我们是被爱的。
And the Lord says,
然后神说
receive your blessing now.
来领受神的祝福就要现在。
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天聚会到此结束。
Our meeting ends here today.
我们非常谢谢各位来参加今天的聚会。
Really thank you for everyone who comes today.
上帝祝福你们每一位。
May the Lord bless you.
到我们隔壁一起来用餐。